And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update's brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. A local Vietnam veteran is sharing memories from a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C., describing the experience as one of the most meaningful events of his life. Army veteran Bob Haldane, a resident of Caseville, joined fellow veterans on the Michigan honor flight, where volunteers coordinated every step of the trip, from airport departures to visits at some of the nation's most significant military memorials. Haldane said one of the most emotional moments came at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where he located the name of a former classmate who was killed in action. He also visited Arlington National Cemetery, witnessing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, an experience he called unforgettable. The group also toured the National Museum of the U.S. Army, the Pentagon Memorial, and the Army Aviation Memorial, a stop that carried special significance because Haldane served as a helicopter door gunner during the Vietnam War. He said the trip was marked by enthusiastic crowds welcoming veterans at each airport and memorial throughout the journey, culminating in a standing ovation from hundreds of supporters upon returning home, a reception many Vietnam veterans never received after their military service. Haldane praised the dedication of Michigan Honor Flight volunteers, saying their planning, professionalism, and commitment made the two-day trip a lasting tribute to those who have served. The Michigan Honor Flight organization continues its mission of providing veterans with an opportunity to visit the memorials built in their honor while recognizing their service and sacrifice. And a 19-year-old woman is facing felony charges following an incident during a 4th of July celebration at Veterans Memorial Park in Bay City. Authorities say Audriessa Skribzak was taken into custody after private security personnel reportedly saw her throw a backpack over a fence at the park. Security officers later recovered the bag and discovered a loaded Armalite firearm inside. The incident happened as large crowds gathered for Independence Day festivities. Police responded to the scene, and prosecutors have since authorized felony charges in connection with the alleged possession of the weapon. No injuries were reported, and authorities have not indicated that the firearm was displayed or fired during the event. The investigation remains ongoing. And we will be right back after this message from your sponsor.
When summer arrives, routines shift, families stay busy, and time seems to move a little faster. During these moments, it's important to know that reliable care and support are available when health needs arise. After surgery, illness, or hospital stay, recovery doesn't end at discharge, and the right environment can make all the difference. I'm Melissa, Admissions Director at Sanilac Medical Care Facility. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, our rehabilitation services are structured, attentive, and guided by skilled nursing and therapy professionals. Each care plan is tailored to the individual with goals focused on improving strength, mobility, and daily function. Families can feel confident knowing their loved one is cared for close to home with clear communication and dependable medical oversight. And when short-term recovery becomes a longer-term need, we continue providing skilled nursing care in a setting centered on stability, comfort, and respect. This summer, choose a place that understands healing and the families behind every decision. Call 810-648-3017 or visit sanilacmedicalcare.com because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.